Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It is the Lake Show, Stephen for Henry tonight. Here's some of the sports headlines, if you're just joining us here on the Lake Show. Rocco Baldelli out as manager. Derek Falvey, Twins president, and Jeremy Zoll, general manager, will meet the media tomorrow. So the first step. Is this the only step, just bringing in a new manager? We will find out tomorrow. We'll certainly have it covered throughout the day here on the home of the Twins. And then tomorrow night here on the Lake Show, Henry returns. Steve Thompson sitting in, Chris Tubbs alongside. One thing we didn't mention earlier in the show, and I think we should do that, is the playoffs. And they get started tomorrow. Detroit and Cleveland are in. The Guardians rally, win the division. And they will go head-to-head, so American League Central foes. They'll play the early game tomorrow at noon our time. 3 o'clock game, San Diego takes on the Chicago Cubs. Tomorrow night, imagine this. The early window. Red Sox, Yankees. And then in the nightcap, Reds-Dodgers from L.A. And, of course, Seattle, Toronto, Philadelphia, and Milwaukee, the top four seeds. They await the winner of these first-round series. But you get Red Sox-Yankees tomorrow night in the prime time window, if you will. And I guess I can't be surprised about that. All right, we're going to shift gears, so to speak. And talk NASCAR. Jordan Bianchi joins us from The Athletic. Jordan, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me on, man. Always great to talk.
Yeah, frequent flyer miles galore. you put on the miles, my man.
I do. I've got great mileage on the airlines and great hotel perks. It's one of the upsides of doing the job we do.
Yeah, and it is crazy. We talk about it in this sport. You know, from the time speed weeks down at Daytona, but really the travel starts before that, because, you know, I know they were out for that show at the LA Coliseum. Yep. For a number of years, and then it's down to Florida, and then it literally not only is all over the country, it's now all over the hemisphere, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, we had a race in Mexico City this year, and it's, you know, NASCAR is very much a growing sport, and the expectation is you're going to see them race in Canada within the next year or two. Mexico City, they're not returning there next year, but the hope is and the intent is that they're going to be back there within the next few years. And also, I'm going to throw this out there too, like Brazil is very much on the horizon too, and I wouldn't be shocked at all to see NASCAR race in South America sometime in the very near future.
Yeah. And you were just in Kansas at Kansas Speedway, at Hollywood Casino 400. And I've heard this guy's pretty popular. Chase Elliott in the Hendrick Chevrolet goes to Victory Lane.
Yeah, I mean, NASCAR's most popular driver, right? Maybe he's heard of him once in a while. And, you know, sometimes it's not whether you're the fastest car, sometimes it's whether you're in the best position or not, and it came down to it, and he was. And, you know, Denny Hamlin and Bubba Wallace racing there for the lead hard into turn three. Denny kind of pushed up the track a little bit and got into Bubba Wallace, and Chase was there to capitalize, and boom, wins that race in the second of the year and puts him into the next round in the semifinals. So, yeah, big win for Chase, and it kind of answers some questions about him and the Hendrick Motorsports team and what they could do and everything. And like I said, sometimes it is about having the fastest car. It's just about being in the right place at the right time and being able to capitalize, and Chase certainly did that.
And I can imagine, though, the people at the top of the sport are good with that. Round of the playoffs, you know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, NASCAR will tell you. I mean, well, they don't know if they'll say it probably, but listen, Chase is the most popular driver, and you know, when people are interested in him, and he's got a long history in the sport through his father and everything, and when he does well, there tends to be a little bit more eyeballs and everything. So it's good to see. You know, Victory Lane has been something that's been hard for him to get to the last few years. He just has one other victory this year, won just a race a year ago, and then the year before that went winless. So you know, he has been running terribly per se, but certainly not the expectations that he has or his team has, and nowhere near to the level that he once was, you know, when he won the championship in 2020 and then a couple of years after that.
So the Roval's coming up next at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and this is a combo speedway road course.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, there's elements of the oval that they incorporated into turns one and two, and then down the backstretch a little bit, and then three and four a little bit. But it is really a road course. I mean, it's a hybrid, but it really is a road course. It's the only road course in the playoffs. That certainly adds a wrinkle of it as well. And the thing about the Roval, you know, ever since it came in onto the schedule in 2018, is it's kind of a bit of a wild card race. You know, a lot of weird things have happened, a lot of chaos, a lot of calamity, just a lot of different things that have happened that have kind of made it an unpredictable thing. And it's added an interesting wrinkle. The drivers will tell you that it's not always a fun wrinkle for them. But for those of us watching and who cover the sport, we kind of like it because it adds that chaos factor as well. But we'll see, and it certainly has the potential of it. And they redesigned it a little bit last year to kind of made it a little bit more evil, if you will, in a couple of corners. So it should be hopefully Sunday's entertaining.
Yeah. So Ryan Blaney and Chase Elliott going to that. They're into the round of eight. They're good to go. I mean, that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On some level, that's got to be a great feeling. I know these guys are super competitive and want to win the race. You don't get to this level without, you know, whenever they drop, you know, the green flag that you don't want to be first across the finish line. But, you know, they're in a great spot. They're through to the eight.
Yeah, I mean, it's just stress-free, right? Like, you don't have to worry about the pressure of whether you're going to advance or not. And then really in Blaney's case, and then to some degree to Elliott too, it's like, it allows you to prepare for what's coming ahead in that next round. And that next round's the semifinals, and if you can do well there, it locks yourself into the championship. And for Blaney's case, it gave him a two-week head start of saying, hey, here's what we need to do. And the first race in the semifinals is in Las Vegas, which is a pivotal race, because after that is Talladega, which is Talladega.
And who knows?
Exactly. And so what you do now is for the last few weeks that the Blaney's team has really put all their focus on Las Vegas. What do we need to do here to go there and optimize our performance? And if we can do that, it's going to help us get to the championship race. It's knowing what the answers to the test are before you take the test, and now they get to study for it in advance. So that's such a huge thing, and it has been a pathway for Blaney and for Team Penske for the last few years of why they've been able to win the championship.
Yeah, and you look at these standings going into Charlotte and the Roval next week, and you know, sure, there's a top eight and anything can happen, but you look, I mean, number three, Kyle Larson, plus 54, Denny Hamlin, plus 48, Christopher Bell, plus 44, William Byron, plus 40. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty comfortable, barring a complete disaster.
It really is. I mean, if you look at it, the way it's kind of shaked out the last couple of weeks is that a lot of these big names you all mentioned, they're feeling pretty good. Now, catastrophe could strike on Sunday, and you could get an upset winner and everything. Those guys are feeling pretty good. But it's the other guy, it's the Joey Logano, who is right on that bubble, who is looking at this going, man, we are in a tough spot here. And then you look at the guys below him. Ross Chastain, he's really good in these races. Austin Cindric is good in these races. Tyler Reddick has won on a road course before, and Bubba Wallace is always competitive on these road courses. So it's those guys that you named are feeling good. They're feeling confident. But the other guys below that, certainly less so.
Yeah. And Cindric, 48 back. He's got to be thinking, I got to take the checkered flag if I'm going to move on.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a must-win position. I would throw Tyler Reddick in that position as well. Yeah. And with Bubba Wallace, where they just look at the point standings, and yeah, like, things can happen, and a lot would have to go your way. Yeah. It's not impossible. It's just very unlikely. They're in a must-win position, which I will say, going into a road course race like this helps you lay out your strategy much more clear. You're not chasing points. You don't have to worry about, hey, if we got to finish eighth, how do we get to that spot? It's like, we are all in on winning. That's all we care about, and we will take any chance we can. And any risk we have to do in terms of strategy or whatever, if it's going to give us an opportunity to win this race, we're all in and we're going to do that.
Jordan Bianchi joining us, covers NASCAR for The Athletic on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We certainly do appreciate his time and talk motorsports here. So round of eight, that would be the semifinals, if you will. And you got Las Vegas, Talladega, and Martinsville. So you got the mile and a half in Vegas, always a popular spot. Mm-hmm. Talladega, who knows? And then Martinsville, the old school short track. And then, of course, the championship race at Phoenix. And they'll close it out there in the Valley of the Sun in early November. Now, I did want to ask you this, because it's floating around this idea that this playoff format may go away and they might go old school and just go to a season-long points race like they did for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the likelihood is that NASCAR is going to have a different championship format next year. That, I can tell you pretty confidently, that's going to happen. Now, what that's going to look like, that's TBD. There's been a couple things that have been, that are out there that they're considering. The one thing that has been on the table, too, has been the 3-3-3-3-3-4 format, which is basically a three-round playoff format. That has certainly been considered, going back to the old 10-race chase format, which is 10 races all the way through, and whoever has the most points after those 10 races wins the championship. And then, as you mentioned it, Steve, the other thing that has been certainly talked about and is very much on the table is a season-long championship, which is the traditional thing, which is 36 races. Whoever's got the most points after 36 races, congratulations. Here's your check and your trophy, and you are the series champion. It's going to be interesting to see where where NASCAR settles on. Something is going to be different next year about this format. What that is exactly, they're still working through right now. There isn't anything that they're 100% locked on. They're going through the process, and I think you're going to see something in the off-season announced. But what that exactly is TBD at this time, but it will be different for sure.
What do you prefer?
I like the playoffs. I'm a playoff guy. I'm on an island when I say this. I like the format we have now. I know people hate it. I know traditionalists hate it, and I consider myself a traditionalist. I really do. I don't mind it. I like the mentality of you've got to go win races. I like the mentality of putting drivers in the corner and pushing these guys to the brink, because it has been proven that when you make drivers uncomfortable and you push these guys hard and you uncomfortability, it makes the product on the track better. I understand about fairness. I understand about integrity and all of these things for the championship. But I don't think that what Joey Logano did last year when he won the championship was unfair and hindered the integrity of the championship. To me, Logano went out and did something that everyone else in that field could have done, and he did it because he dug down deep and they found a way to win. That should be rewarded. I like the playoffs. If they wanted to change it in some level, get that. The 3-3-4 format I mentioned, I think, is probably the best way to go. We'll see what happens, but I really would not like to see a season-long championship thing. I just don't think going back to how that was is going to do any good. And I think if in this day and age, when you're competing for eyeballs and you want attention on the sport, I don't think having a championship that could potentially be settled well before the finale is a good thing.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, we still don't know, but I'm sure you'll report that as soon as when you would. I would assume an announcement of what this will look like would come fairly soon after they decide a champion in early November in Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly. Like they don't want to announce anything now.
No,
because
no.
Anything you do now will overshadow anything else going on. It's just not a good look. But once that season ends, yeah, I would think you're going to see something coming up. And, you know, whether that's December or January, you know, who knows? Traditionally, if you look at how NASCAR historically has done things in recent years, January tends to be when that'll happen. I will say this too. There's also a federal trial that starts that NASCAR is involved in. We talked about this last time I was on your show. That starts in December too, and I just don't know if that's going to be the time when things are going to be, you know, really focused on too much outside of that. So we'll see. But I think sometime in early January is probably my guess.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting off season for sure in the sport. Jordan, always good to visit with you. Enjoy Charlotte. I know it's a home game for these teams, and I know they're grateful for it.
It is. It's a playoff race in Charlotte's backyard, and it's fun, and everybody shows out for it, and it's a big deal. So it's going to be a fun race this weekend.
Yeah, and the teams don't have to go on a long road trip.
You know, amen on that.
They can hang out.
Miles.
All right, Jordan. Thanks, sir.
Appreciate you. Bye.
There he is, Jordan Bianchi, joining us, covers NASCAR for The Athletic. And once again, they'll cut it down to 8 drivers after the Sunday show at Charlotte Bank of America Roval 400, that kind of road course part of the oval in the mix.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.